is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're coming a little differently today. We know that this is the first time you've been hearing a new program for a while, because we know that it's a kind of a different season. It's a challenging season, but you know what? As in everything right here in Barbados, we're very persistent and resilient, and we will get through. You know, I am Krista J. Paul, and it's an honor to be able to share with you today. We have Natasha Ford with us. Hello, Natasha.
Hi,
Fire and Health Safety Officer. Natasha, it's been a minute.
The longest minute.
Yes, the longest minute. But, you know, we give thanks for our listeners, our ardent listeners who listen out for the 311 Radio Show as they do every Sunday here on VOB. And, you know, we want to thank you very much, listeners, for your patience. Bearing with us, you know, because,
definitely.
Yes, as with anything else, this is new for the world, and it is a process, and, you know, we're working through. So we're thankful to be able to record this via telephone. At least we still have our phones. We won't get any COVID through the phone, thank God. So we're able to do this and to bring this to you, a fresh program at this time.
So for each and every one of you who there have been bearing with us, again, let me also join with Krista J and say, you know what, thank you for your patience. Thank you for still listening to the programs.
Yes.
We think that everything still has, even although they weren't new, but mm-hmm. we still think that there are things that have been revisited that you can still pay attention to, that you can still practice. So
sometimes, right.
you know, it's just like fashion. Fashion recycles. We had the bell bottoms years ago away, and you know what? I wasn't in that era, but then again,
that's true. Yeah,
and it was a big fad. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Sometimes things tend to recycle. Things tend to go wrong and come back wrong. But we're not. We haven't forgotten you. We're still here. We're going through every means to try to get you a program live and direct.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, how are things with the fire service? I mean, you know, the last thing we heard of course, the fire service would have been moving house. And, you know, we had the programs with the former fire officers and so forth. And then COVID just hit like a brick. And we know that there are things that would have been happening that maybe would not have been known or known about right until maybe today. So how has the Barbados Fire Service been for the past few weeks? How have the officers been? Everybody's okay?
You call it a break? I don't even think COVID hit like a break, because I think you could get a break would hit you, you would get up and walk again. Yeah?
True.
Find another term for her.
Corona.
Why am I saying her? This got to be some sort of male thing.
So, oh! I won't even touch that. But, you know, they're calling it Rona, so we'll see.
Listen,
oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's a neutral name. Okay, it could be either male or female, Rona. but honestly speaking, in terms of the fire service, yes, COVID would have put a damper on some of the things that we were looking to do. For the fire prevention unit, let me start with the fire prevention unit. Mm-hmm. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I would have been working and trying to get some information out there to the public in terms of social media clips, encouraging persons, you know, to call 311 when there's a fire, instead of doing the, you know, the first thing we grab on is the video, the cell phone, and taking videos. Mm-hmm. And would you imagine in the midst of about to launch this COVID thing come?
Oh, my.
So could you try to imagine my disappointment?
Yes, I know. You'd be very disappointed. I'm just putting the emphasis because I know you'd be very disappointed. Yes.
And I mean, it's like, have this thing all planned. We want to do this launch and this and the next thing. And that thing, you know, is like, okay, we on shutdown. Shutdown? Okay.
Lockdown, curfew,
yes. Everything. Mm-hmm. So, try to work around that and we still sent out the information. I'm not sure it would have touched how we wanted it to. But, again, there's no better way than opening our mouths and saying what it is that we want to get happening out there and for other people to pass on the message as well. But,
right,
you know, because of this corona, it is relatively new. We've not seen anything like this in our lifetime. I never thought day would come, honestly, where everything would just shut down, basically.
The whole world, not just one country, not just one section of the world.
Exactly. We talk about hurricanes. We try to prepare you for hurricanes. We try to prepare you for these. But who would have ever thought, how do you prepare for something like this?
Yes, yes. You know, it's amazing that you said that because, you know, there were people who would have said that the world, Bill Gates, it was said that he said that the world is not prepared for a pandemic. President Obama 5 years ago would have said, if there's a pandemic in 5 years, we need to put systems in place from now. And that was in 2014, and exactly 5 years after it hit.
Hold on, Bush was in a president. I don't know, though. I don't know my American history, but he would have said it when he was also president.
Wow. See, I didn't know about that part.
No, yes.
But, you know, as I just said, it is something that we... How does one prepare for it? How does a nation, how does the world prepare for it? And the sad reality is that there are so many people who have been dying across the world. I mean, the count is just going up by the dozens of thousands. And it's not an easy thing to see. It's not an easy thing to witness. There are some who are going through more pain than others. Even when we look at those working on the front line, the nurses and doctors around the world and the double shifts they have to be putting in, and they themselves have been getting sick, some have recovered and some have not. But, you know, we tip our hats off to those who, even right here in Barbados, who work along the Barbados Fire Service, the EMTs and the,
definitely,
you know, those in the hospitals and, and the sanitation service workers who also still have to work. And, you know, we want to say thank you very much for putting your lives on the line to help us be better at this time. It is not an easy time. People have been laid off, and even simple things like, or simple quote-unquote, like having our garbage collected, you know, that is something that we should not take for granted.
I'm telling you. This week when I saw those guys came out, I mean, yes, they had on their mask and everything, but to see that they were still doing the job and they're still proud about it. I mean, there are times when we are so ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not just, I'm not crying. I'm saying we. We as the people.
We, including me,
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we grumble about this and the next and the third. And then it takes something like this to humble us.
Yes.
To let us recognize, you know what? We're not an island. We're not an island unto our own selves. We need other people. I mean, how many of you, realistically speaking, miss just going over to the neighboring, well, they got some, I'm not talking about the ones who are doing it knowing they're not supposed to be,
mm-hmm,
but the ones who genuinely trying to keep away, to keep themselves safe, to keep the neighbors safe, to keep their family safe.
Yes, yes.
It's no impacting on, you know what? But I used to go over by Miss Moore. I can't see Miss Moore. But we're encouraging you use social media, take up the phone, take up WhatsApp, check in on your neighbors, see how they are doing, if they need anything. If it's a case that they need something, again, we have options available. If you go to the supermarket during your designated day, you need to get a couple things for your neighbor, go ahead, do it. We can still continue with the buddy system. Drop it outside. Well, I would say drop it outside the door. Notify them that you're putting something outside there for them so that they can do what they're supposed to do.
Yes,
I know people are asking the question, yes, what is the fire service doing and all of this, and which role do we play? And people tend to forget emergency workers, essential workers, all of us at the end of the day, we are still members of society. We still have families out there. So if something happens, it will impact on us. We don't get to say, you know what, I ain't going around that. This is the thing that we have signed up for.
Yes,
it's not just about us running into burning buildings, as you would see on television. But when these things come around and we have to act, we do act. As you know, some of us are trained as EMTs. So therefore, yes, people ask, so what the fire service doing? And you know what? Because Corona is here, I want people to recognize it is here. We're dealing with COVID-19. But beside that, you know that we have people who are still compounding the issue for the Barbados Fire Service. And you can ask, how are they compounding the issue? Because we're not just dealing with one issue at a time. Yes, we have the pandemic, but you know what? We have that, but it has not stopped people from burning indiscriminately.
My goodness.
Can you imagine? We have so many people who are working from home in some cases. Some people who have been, I don't know if to use the term laid off, or workplaces have closed doors and these people are at home.
Yes.
And imagine, now we know our little mini Christmas just passed. You know me, I like to talk about the times where we like to clean up. The Christmas time and the Easter time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So we know we had Easter just going across the area.
Yes.
And what do you think is happening? People are looking around. People are deciding, well, since I'm home, let me take this time to do some cleaning up. Now, I'm not against you cleaning up. All the better for you. But when you're going to clean up your area, and you're going to, the only form of cleaning up you can think to do is to light a fire to get rid of rubbish or to get rid of leaves, whatever. And bear in mind, again, this is our dry season.
Yes, that's the next thing. I mean,
happen?
It's grown all around.
We have the little children that are home from school. Schools are closed.
Yes.
We know that in our society now, we have so many people with respiratory problems.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen when you go out there and you're just indiscriminately burning? You don't know who is who. You don't know who's suffering with what.
Yes.
And as we know, COVID is already attacking the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
These people are already fighting for air. Why are you going to compound the issue? We don't know who is who. We don't know who has been physical distancing from who hasn't. You can't just look at some person and say, you know what, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You may be walking around and you don't know.
That's right. That's right.
Sound a little passionate right now,
I think we know that Natasha is very passionate about these things, and rightly so, because you know your job is not a job; it's a calling, and you have it. It's an innate thing, you know, about fire that fire officers have. But I mean, we've spoken about indiscriminate burning so many times, and even up to earlier this year, we would have had a couple more programs just to reiterate the fact that the dry season is coming up, and we're here now, right? So we would have had to take the necessary precautions and absolutely just remind people about what to do and what not to do and so forth. And then to hear now that there is indiscriminate burning still occurring is really, really not good. It's really, really not a good testament. Yes, it would have been said before that COVID-19 is destroyed in heat, but we don't want to take it to the extreme, right? But that is something that we have to pay attention to. And as you said, children and parents are home. People are working from home. But whether or not people are working from home, it is just wrong to burn indiscriminately. And we've spoken about the repercussions and people. Now, nobody wants to have to be hospitalized, period. But especially now, in this time, with the threat of COVID-19, nobody wants to even have to be going to anywhere to get nebulized or anything like that. And those are the kind of repercussions that we do not consider, and that should be considered.
Totally agree with you there. Now, one of the things that I know for a fact and I'm seeing is that, yes, government has made some adjustments in the things that we do or the way that we're going about our daily business. They've implemented the alphabetical order so to help to, you know, minimize some of the, I don't know, the what? Help me here. I'm lost for words.
The crowd.
The
right. Yeah, the effect.
Exactly. In dorm persons getting their essentials. And
or increased cases.
Exactly. But you know what? Again, we as human beings, we bring things on ourselves because I'm sure there are persons on the road who don't need to be.
Exactly.
Seeing it, and I mean, it is ridiculous. No wonder things I keep asking myself is, as adults, if we can't follow what the law or what our government is asking us to do to help to protect ourselves, then how do we expect our younger people to do it?
Yes,
again, they're looking for us to guide us. Yes. They're looking to see how we are going to behave and how we're going to interact at this point in time.
That's right.
If mommy and daddy and listening and they're doing their own thing, so you know what, Juan? Why isn't mommy and daddy telling me something? Do I need to listen? Well, you're breaking the law, so why can't I break a rule here and break a rule there? And
we need to set the example.
Exactly. When we start and to then, break low rules, then they start breaking bigger rules. And that's how it feeds, that's how it festers. But we're not seeing that.
Yes.
And if
and then,
stay at home, I'm staying at home. I don't have lions at my door. What's wrong with staying at home?
Exactly. Well, you see, the thing is, I think, and I hope I'm right, that people are seeing the seriousness of this more and more. You know, when you would have heard, was it last week or the week before, that there are people who would have been wanting to go on a joyride, or people saying they're bored at home, so they're going to go on a tour and all of these things. You know, when we see what's been happening around the world, we just really need to take heed, because we need to understand that this is not a joke, and I'm hoping that more and more people are understanding this. And the thing is that, yes, we would have seen, especially we just had our first few confirmed cases, and, you know, people were very tentative and so forth. But we would have just had the crisis and would have seen and heard of cases, instances of young people on the road, you know, going on joyrides and being disobedient and so forth. And we need to understand that what we do as adults, the children will do four times worse. So if we set a bad example, the result will be four times worse. Yeah? So let us just be mindful of this and really work to make things a little bit better for ourselves and for the future of our nation. Yeah.
Yes, and those persons who are out there indiscriminately burning. Now, one of the things that I was privy to, that was on Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. Persons are talking about, because outside it's so hot and dry, you know, we're having all these fires.
Yes.
But at that point in time, why would the trucks need to be out? There is no sun. Outside was relatively cool. Why at that time of the night would the trucks need to be responding to? And I'm telling you, the officers are just going and going and going, talking to them, listening to the radio, whatever the case is. These guys are just going. So imagine, they said it attacks a weakened immune system. When you're pushing persons, and again, I guess that's why our healthcare workers, the ones overseas, that's why they're becoming ill, because they're pushing their bodies to the extreme. As you say, they're working two shifts in some cases, and I mean, it is an emotional toll. There was one video I watched with a nurse. I'm not sure exactly where it was. It was somewhere in the States. And when she came out, she said all that she's seeing, as you alluded to earlier, these families, these people who are coming in, when you're a regular sickness, you can go to the hospital and you can have visitors. With this COVID-19, it is just you alone.
That's right.
You and the healthcare worker.
Yes.
You're not there. You can't have family there holding your hand and supporting you and all of that at this point in time. And I know those persons who are in isolation, if they still have their social media, their phones, and whatever else, reach out to them, because they need as much encouragement at this point in time. They need to know that people are there fighting along with them.
Yes, that's correct.
To those persons out there who would have lost loved ones, let me at this point in time say from me, Natasha Ford, my deepest condolences to you. And that is an extension then from the Barbados Fire Service.
Yes,
know that in this fight, we are here, we will do what we're called to do, and we will always be present. We're not running from it. But at the end of the day, bear in mind that we also need to protect ourselves. So all of the information that has been going around out there in terms of, and I don't like to call it social distancing, because you see this term social distancing, social means close and up in one another. That's what it means for me. So if you talking and you want me to keep from, let me go with physical distancing. You keep from
physical,
me,
yes. Physical is really the correct, should be the correct term.
Mm-hmm. Social distancing and work, I think we use the wrong term when we were talking to the agents. We're sociable people. So when you say social, automatically, we sit down and drink two beers together. So we physical distancing. So we're doing physical distancing, 6 feet. If I could get in another two in between there, well, I can put it in.
You're right, of course. And when we go to the supermarkets, the same thing, the bank lines, same thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's one point that we, we cannot emphasize enough. Because even as you're talking there about extending condolences and so forth, and we think of those who would have passed on here, most of whom were senior people. And, you know, we just want to, again, emphasize the point, along with those who would have done so in authority. Please take extra precaution because you're taking it home to those who are in their senior ages.
Exactly.
And in need of even more care than you would as a younger person. So, you know, some people might think, I remember watching a video from another country, and, you know, the gentleman said, I mean, they were in an area where everybody was just shopping as normal. And one gentleman said, well, you know, we're going to die anyway. So if we're going to die by one means, then that's how it is. And I thought that was such a callous response.
Oh, yes.
Because it's not just you, but it's affecting other people as well. And just in case, God forbid, there's anybody with a similar thought, just remember that you're not only affecting yourself, but you're affecting those in your home, your community. For one person affected, that person affects four or five other people. So let's just be mindful of that.
And I think this is the point, that we should be treating everybody as though they have it just to be on the safe side.
That's
so
right.
So again, even in terms of our officers, it goes back down, you know what, at each change of shift, make sure you sanitize the appliance, the tandem seats, and whatever else. There have been things provided on the station for that.
Mm-hmm.
We can also, in terms of keeping up cleanliness, washing your hands, when we look in terms of, when we're at work and there's downtime, we have beds, you know, changing your bed and taking it home, washing it, even in terms of your own clothes, the clothes that you would have worn during duty. You don't know what you were exposed to if you were out there. So taking this to work with you with an extra bag that you can take those clothes. When you take those clothes off, put them immediately inside that bag. Go into the shower. You have a shower. You disinfect. Make sure. You know what? Yeah, we ain't going with the 20-second rule inside the bath. We're going with
No. No.
We're going to make sure that we get in the bathroom and we are cleansing from head down to toe. Mm. We're going to make sure that when you get into your car, that, again, you see, we travel from point A to point B. And we don't even think in terms, you know what, when you get out of the car, before you get out of that car, sanitize the car. The steering wheel, the gear shift, the handbrake, the window where you probably had your hand resting up in, whatever else. And again, please, people, do not forget your face mask. It doesn't only protect you from me, but it protects me from you.
From you. That's correct. Well, you know what? We cannot emphasize these things enough. And I'm glad you shared some of what it is that the Barbados Fire Service themselves is doing to protect themselves, because I was going to ask you to just share a bit of that as well. So it's good to know that you're saying that you've sanitized the appliances and everything. I know it's extra work. It's a lot of work, but my goodness, you know what? That extra 5 or even 10 minutes will be better than the days spent in isolation away from your family, and God forbid if you don't get to see a few more years, right? So thank you very much for sharing that. And we want to, even as we wrap up now, just discourage once again indiscriminate burning, because as you're sharing, I mean, we know that we've been hearing a lot about the coronavirus, but to know that there are still persons who are in this time at home doing indiscriminate burning is really not good news. And we'll be sending people to the hospital. Exactly. You know, nobody wants to be having to go to the hospital to be nebulized, especially at this time. So let's just be our brother's keeper and just compost. Remember, we learned about composting.
Exactly. Correct.
Let's compost. Let's burn, not burn, let's compost. Okay? And we want to thank the Barbados Fire Service for continuing their service even throughout this time, this very sensitive and delicate and vulnerable time. And, you know, we stand with the Barbados Fire Service and other essential workers as well, and response officers as well. And we say thank you very much for the work that all of you are doing. And please continue to be safe. Keep yourselves safe, even as you try to keep the nation safe. And we wish you all God's best.
We thank you so very much, each and every one of you out there. Continue to be safe. Continue to just listen to what the authorities are saying. Please, please, I'm begging you, stay indoors.
Yes, thank you. Natasha Ford, Fire and Health Safety Officer, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us on the 311 radio show. It's been a while, but, you know, we're thankful again. If you didn't hear us at the beginning of the program, thank you again for bearing with us and for staying with us, I should say, for the 311 radio show, even as we're able to now do it remotely via telephone, staying safe, physically distancing ourselves, but still bringing the word to you.
Oh, yes. As long as they pay the telephone bill and
yes.
they have service.
Amen, sister.
That would be for me.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Natasha. God bless you, yeah? And have a good week.
Thank you, and likewise.
And remember, you can listen to the 311 radio show via podcast on VOB929.com. I am Krista J. Paul. God bless, and have a fantastic week.
That was the 311 radio show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 radio show.